Well, Mary, look who's back. Music might have given it away a little bit.
It might have given it away a little bit. We never thought we'd see the day, but here he is.
Hi, Ollie. Oh, Mary, how are you?
It's Mick McCarthy. How are sorry for mimicking you. How
Mary,
are you,
that's
Mick?
A bit. I guess I'm making fun of him while he's here.
So tell us, what have you been up to in the intervening years before you made a return to the old Ireland squad?
Yeah, I've been busy. I've been waiting for the call back, to be honest with you, because, let's face it, the guys in between me the last time, they've been poor.
Anyway, we need to move on from it. What plans have you got for this Ireland team then? What can we see from the great Mick McCarthy now that you're back?
Well, it's not going to be easy. There's been a lot of damage done. That man couldn't train Ivy up a wall. But look.
Now, Mick,
I'm going to start from the beginning. I've got 2 years. Ireland, they're a small team. We're not going to win the World Cup. We're not going to European Championships. But I'll be happy if we can get there and do well. Do ourselves justice. That's all I want to do.
Fair dues, Mick.
Fair dues, Mick McCarthy. Well, we appreciate you coming into studio. Any parting words for us here? We're very honoured that you're on the Big Breakfast Blab, by the way. A bit of an exclusive for us.
Well, look, I remember when I told back in the day, all your people are from Talla. And I thought they said Talla. I can't tell you how relieved I was when I heard it was the water for Talla. So I'm delighted to be back in my own county. It's wonderful. It's great to be back here.
Derek, we're sitting here in your home. I can see by your face it's been a long day. It's been a long day yesterday, an emotional day. Have you made a decision about staying on as the coach of the Waterford hurling team?
Yeah, I have, Eamon. I've thought long and hard about it, I suppose, and I've made the decision to step away now after 5 years at the helm. Didn't make an announcement immediately after the match in Thurles. We went to the Horse and Jockey just in the privacy of our own circle, I suppose, and we had a couple of drinks and we went in to our normal meeting room, the Horse and Jockey. I just told them that after much consideration, I suppose, that I was stepping away after 5 years, as I said, at the helm, you know.
It's a very sad day for Waterford hurling, and I'm embittered, not with Derek, because the poor fellow couldn't do any more than he did. And as I said, I've been involved for over 25 years in sponsoring various managers' cars, and there was nobody that I met that had the commitment, the level of commitment and the professionalism and the dedication that he had. And it's a sad day for Waterford hurling.
Tom, in relation to what he achieved, let's look at it on a couple of levels, the achievement on the sporting field, and we've heard from Davey what he brought to it. But Derek spoke to me before about changing a culture, and we heard that in the interview, and he said, like, everybody from himself to county board, that everybody has to kind of look at themselves, and, you know, that he got support, but that things need to be improved.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to probably get it in the neck, but I don't care, because it has to be said. Our county board operate to a 5/8 capacity. They have never moved up to the plate. I will give you one example. And I thought I'd never say this, but I'm going to say it. When we got through to the All-Ireland final last year, I got a phone call. My wife and I stayed over in Dublin on the Sunday night, and we were coming home on Monday. And I got a phone call from Sean Power. Derek wanted to know would I go down to Dungarvan and meet with a small committee, to fundraise for the All-Ireland final, to ensure that the Waterford players and their partners and the Waterford officials and the guys up in the field who work their butts off all through the dark of the winter, that they would be all treated the same as every other county. There was two guys from the county board at the meeting and they said no to everything. They said no to everything.
Hi, Jeff Harris here. Last Tuesday in a hotel room in Dublin, I interviewed Rod Stewart. We spoke about his new album.
I'd love to record this song, so I'm going to come over to Dublin. I came over 3 months ago and did my homework.
His upcoming gig in Cork.
I love playing sports grounds and football grounds.
And he told me why he and Elton John no longer speak.
I slammed him off for his tour.
And when I asked him about Brendan Rodgers leaving his beloved Celtic to go to Leicester, he said this.
Unforgivable traitor.
Join me on Friday's Lunchbox for a full hour of chat with Rod Stewart right here on WLR.
With Greenway Manor Hotel, greenwaymanor.ie.
John Condon lived on Wheelbarrow Lane as well. He was good friends with me great-granny, especially after John's sister died of the TB. A lot of people died back then of TB, and in the war a few years later. you know, John's grave is the most visited grave in all of Flanders. In fact, his is the second most visited grave in the world, after the unknown soldier. That's mad, isn't it? The boy soldier, that's what they called him, John. That's why me dad sings the minstrel boy, you know, at weddings and stuff. He says me great-granny sang it for John Condon once.
In the ditch, boys, take cover! Come on, come on, they've got our measure!
When we saw the Man United team come up the field with the Law based in Charlton, I mean, what more did we, could we want?
To hear us nearly stood up on the back of your neck, like, it was a marvellous experience. And then, you know, the two teams going out together, United and ourselves, is absolutely brilliant.
Welcome to Lansdowne Road for the first leg of this European Cup tie between Waterford FC and Manchester United. Referee, Mr. J.F. Mullen from Scotland, blows his whistle and the game is on.
And there goes the full-time whistle. Waterford have won by 4-1. Everybody here in the stand standing up. So there's going to be some nice scenes in a moment. Gavin, the players are going to get a standing ovation.
The Raptors reception, absolutely. What a season it's been, Matt, culminating in a 4-1 win. Comfortable tonight, you know what I mean, Waterford, at their own pace, really. Limerick didn't offer much of a resistance, although they did equalise in the first half. But, you know, it's a culmination of what's been a brilliant season. First season back in European football, I think. Matt, if I'd said that to you on the first game back here, that miserable night against Derry, you'd have probably been laughing.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
My wife had been in with you, Damien, there, what, about 5 weeks ago, maybe?
That's right.
She was due to go back to you again, I think.
I said we'd call down to her, yeah. She was in Aaron Dungarvan's studio, and she was in for to promote Daffodil Day because she had a recurrence of pancreatic cancer.
So she was going very well up till maybe a month ago now. We noticed a little change. Things were starting to turn. Yesterday now she was out in Dungarvan, actually. She was in Dungarvan yesterday with my daughter. They took her out for the day, and she came home last night and she wasn't feeling the best, kind of, you know. She just passed away peacefully about 8:45 last night.
Oh, Pat.
So I'd like to say thanks to you there for bringing her in that day, and she was delighted to do that little stint on the radio, which
I know where I am best, and I'm best in the sea. Not best in ability, best in being what I can be in my head. The sea makes me more me.
And the minute I went in, it feels like minus 10 degrees, and you know, but everything went away. It feels like you're dying, and there's something great about that, because the problems that led you to depression and stuff just go away for a second.
The sea gives us food, medicine, jobs, and enjoyment. It provides therapeutic remedies, is a source of energy, and a thing of beauty. For others, it's an ice-cold hug.
My name is Des Griffin. I am the chairman and the founder member of Waterford Civic Trust. We're here to launch the Bihec album in commemoration of the Flanagan brothers from Summerhill Terrace.
Who were they and what was their significance?
A simple family lived in number one Summerhill Terrace, little tiny cottages over behind the SIP 2 Union Hall there under the tax office, and they emigrated to America. In the days of no mass communication, mass media, these people were huge in dance halls, huge in theatres, huge on radio, and huge as recording stars in the 1920s.
It still doesn't get away from the fact that we will not have 24/7 cardiac care in the southeast for that 20-30% of the population, or those that suffer particular types of heart attack, for possibly another 3 years. Now, I know we can talk about staffing, we can talk about all those issues. In a way, the Herity Report put it regarding certain issues. Political intervention then happened because you decided as a government to say, we want to prioritise this. So in a way, you pushed aside the Herity Report.
Yeah, like here's.
So there is a political issue to be made on this.
There is. And there's also a political issue to be exploited by some people on this too. And there's one thing that I won't do, because I have too much respect for the people of Waterford. I'm not going to make a promise that I'm not sure I can deliver. It's the easiest thing in politics for people to promise something, particularly in the run-up to election, but not being able to deliver is something different.
And
what I know we can deliver, and we will deliver it, is a second CAT lab for Waterford.
Today, July 4th. Yes, the fireworks are a-flying and a-buzzing in studio. Mary, mind your head there. And those beautiful eyebrows of yours. She's only had them recently waxed or whatever it is you do with eyebrows nowadays. But
anyways. There's so many different ways you can get your eyebrows styled these days, Ollie. I won't bore you with all that.
Well, sure, look, at maybe at a loose end sometime in the office. I'll pretend to fiend enthusiasm on the subject.
Yes.
Anyways, July 4 it is, and we thought we'd speak to a real live American. And here's one who's come all the way from the Tex-Mex border. His horse was all tuckered out by the time it reached Dunmore East. And he joined us on the line now, Mr. Tom Christian. Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Happy 4th of July. I would say people are relieved there's an actual American person on the line and that Ollie wasn't just going to go into another character.
I beg your pardon.
Ollie does good ethnics. Yeah.
Oh, please don't tell him that.
The Minister for Justice has sought a full report from Gardaí into a suspected acid attack on three young people in Waterford. One of the teenage victims was transferred to hospital in Cork. 16-year-old Tega Agbahira suffered burns to his face, head and neck. Two others were treated for serious burns after being assaulted with a corrosive substance in the Earls Court Estate last Thursday night at 11 p.m. Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan says the incident is totally unacceptable.
I'm very worried the situation in Waterford, which I've talked about this morning. I've sought a full report. It seems to me that criminal act has taken place. Gardaí are investigating, and I would urge anybody in Waterford, particularly young people in Waterford, to cooperate fully with on Garda Síochána. This type of behaviour is unacceptable in any civilised society.
So Waterford, are we excited to turn on the Waterford City Christmas lights? Yeah. Oh, I think we're really feeling the magic here in Waterford. So how about all together, guys? We'll all count down from 10, and we need everybody in the crowd to count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Christmas has arrived in Waterford City. A Merry Christmas to everyone. Enjoy Winterville 2018. It's even snowing here in Waterford.
Thanks for making 2018 a record-breaking year for the WLR Be A Little Star Christmas Appeal for the St. Vincent de Paul.
At WLR, we are proud to be Waterford's radio station and proud to assist and promote Waterford communities throughout the year.
From the huge success of Red to Work, the farm auction, quizzes, coffee mornings,
and Waterford Warriors 24-hour row, we're delighted to let you know that you have raised over €80,000.
We would like to thank you, all our listeners, and a special thank you to all the businesses who have kindly donated to the WLR Christmas Appeal.
A huge thank you for supporting the Waterford News and Star Giving Grid. Your efforts really made a huge difference this year.
From all of the St. Vincent de Paul in Waterford City and County, and from all of us here at WLR, we would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks for being a little star for WLR.
Those Christmas lights keep shining.
Hereby proclaim Friday, February the 16th as Aretha Franklin Day.
She's the best. Much as I love a lot of other female artists, there's no one touches her.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
It's Thursday the 16th of August 2018, and today the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passed away from pancreatic cancer. For the next 60 minutes here on WLR, I'm going to play you some of my favourite Aretha Franklin tracks.
We were years in that little house. Sharon was born there. I was after getting a cot a couple of times and he'd make me get rid of it. And then a couple of years after, when I started talking about having another child, wanted to keep it, he lost the head at me. Give me a real hiding. What the fuck you playing at? He shouted at me. You can't be on the game if you're pregnant. Get rid of the fucking thing, because if you don't, I will, he said. But I didn't, and I wouldn't. Kept it all the way. He tried it too, bastard. Kicked me in the stomach once after slapping me around. Knocked me onto the floor. And then, the night the baby was born, wouldn't bring me up to Earmont or call anyone. Have it gone when I come back, he said.
If you want to know what's going on in Waterford from a source you can trust on social media, you need to follow WLR. We are the most liked and shared news and information brand in Waterford. We have over 100,000 followers on social media and millions of page views on WLRFM.com. Not to mention the 70,000 weekly listeners tuning in each week. Our app has the latest news, sport, podcasts, live streams and more. So, like us on Facebook, heart us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter and click us on WLRFM.com. WLR, the social media leader for Waterford.
These are the days of our lives.
The days of our lives on WLR.
Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care Waterford. Celebrating 10 years of providing leading home care for Waterford seniors. Homeinstead.ie.
Fashion Lawn began manufacturing in Waterford in 1980. One of the most successful products was Ray-Ban sunglasses. In 1999, an Italian firm, Luxottica, took over Ray-Ban glasses in Waterford and closed on the 16th of June 2011. Ray-Ban manufactured some of the most iconic sunglasses in the world and were featured in most popular films. Wayfarer sunglasses were featured in the film Grease, starring John Travolta. He also wore them in Reservoir of Dogs. Will Smith wore them in Men in Black. But I had a pair of Wayfarers before any of them. Aviators were first issued to the US Air Force and military, especially for pilots, and their special formulated lens G15 were for high altitude and strong sunlight. They were featured in the film Top Gun, starring Tom Cruise, but I had a pair before him.
But he's intercepted by Tom Devine. Where did he come from? He wins the ball, gets the ball back. Jamie Barnes from his own 65, opens the shoulders, has a look, takes his shot, and sends it over the bar. But full credit to Tom Devine. Tracked the all-star centre-back, Pádraig Maher. Got it away from, got it out. Barn, he sticks it over the bar. 163 points, what a start.
If there was a man of match after 10 minutes, it'd have to be Tom Devine. Well done, Tom.
WLR, first with Waterford's news.
Kirsten Matte-Maher has been crowned the 2018 International Rose of Tralee.
The 2018 Rose of Tralee is Waterford!
I am totally shocked. I can't put into words how surprised and overwhelmed I am right now.
Daisha Today, first with the issues that matter.
I've been called vindictive, I've been called a liar. I mean, when I was giving my statements to the Gardaí, I gave a statement to say that I had no interest whatsoever in bringing a civil case against him. He has nothing that I want. There is no amount of money in this world that will give me back my childhood.
WLR News and Current Affairs. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to our second annual Drive Home Live Session special. This afternoon we are in the very, very, very cool location of the Parlour Vintage Tea Rooms in Waterford. And our special guest for this Drive Home Live Session is Mr. Gavin James.
Hey.
So Gavin, first of all, welcome to Waterford. Welcome to the Drive Home.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you. Do you have a particular song that you would like to perform for us?
Yeah, I have my voice is a little fecked, so I'm going to do Always and Hearts on Fire.
Okay, perfect.
What am I supposed to do without you?
Alexa, who in your opinion is the best radio DJ of all time?
Great question. My favourite is Tony Blackburn.
Oh, Alexa, who's the best Irish DJ of all time?
Oh, that's easy. It's Rick Whelan on WLR.
Me? Really?
No, but you won't stop asking me until I say your name.
Very funny. Alexa, do you know what time the best Irish DJ of all time show is on at the weekend?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday from 4 p.m. on WLR.
Yes, it is. Well done.
Would you stop asking me Rick-related questions now? I can tell you what the weather in Waterford is like if you like.
Very drool, Alexa. Play WLR.
Playing Here's Ricky on WLR.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Waterford is on the up and we need the right politicians who will fight for us.
On Friday, May 24th, Waterford goes to the polls to elect representatives to the European Parliament, to Waterford Council,
and to decide on Waterford having a directly elected mayor and on amending divorce legislation.
There's always a lot of talk about it, but not enough done about it.
The hospital, homelessness, university status.
The North Keys, Waterford Airport. If all politics really is local, then be informed and make your vote count.
You get what you vote for, and if we don't vote it in, we will be left behind.
Election 2019 on WLR. Because you get what you vote for.
We asked Taoiseach Leo Varadkar recently, when would he expect a decision from John Deasy? When do you expect a decision from John Deasy?
I have no interest in John Deasy, good, bad or indifferent. I am only interested in the councillors and the candidates that are standing for Fine Gael here today. But they're the people I'm interested in. They've done a fabulous job and I commend them for it.
But for the party, John Deasy is the elephant in the room. He's the one who shall not be named.
You're after naming him three times there. I can't answer for John Deasy.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Liz Reddy. Good morning. Well, we can now cross to the Mall in Waterford and join Oliver Carl for the start of the WLRFM Waterford Viking Marathon.
Good morning, Liz, and good morning and welcome to everybody to the Waterford Viking Marathon. So let's count down. We go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And they're off!
Imagine being in Anfield, and imagine right now if you were sitting having a cup of tea at a train station in Liverpool and your train was 8:34.
We don't have to imagine anymore because...
Ray Malone, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are we this morning, lads? Because I'm very good.
You sound remarkably fresh. Now, Ray, you were in Anfield last night. I mean, you were the envy of so many people this morning. How do we even get you to sum up what it was like to be there last night?
Yeah, look, you know, I've been coming over here a long, long time now. I have cousins living in Liverpool. I've been coming here for years. And I have to say now, out of all the games, I've seen some remarkable results. I was in Istanbul in 2005. You know, I've been, you know, following this stuff for a long, long time. But that ranks me as the best game I've ever seen in Liverpool in all my life.
Messi looked stunned at the end of it. He actually looked a bit stunned.
In shock.
Yeah.
WLR is celebrating 20 years in Dungarvan.
Hi, I'm Marie McCann on Nightline. WLR FM opened new regional offices in Dungarvan. The studios and offices at the new Harbour Bay development in the town required an investment of £200,000.
When I say world famous, I really mean it. I mean the likes of Game of Thrones and Vikings. He's the Dungarvan native, Mo Dunford, and he joins me in studio now. Hiya, Mo, how are things?
How are you, Mary? Very well, thanks.
Good stuff.
We now are opening today Ireland's longest and highest quality greenway.
Good afternoon. Just a reminder that tomorrow between 2 and 5, we're live from Grattan Square with thanks to Waterford Foods.
Well, it's Rio Ferdinand in Dungarvan, I might add, for the first time ever, although you've been in Ireland, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here a couple of times on social visits. I send it on the way here, everyone always says hello, opens doors for you, and it is really nice to see that kind of atmosphere when you go anywhere.
We are 20 years in West Waterford. We are WLR.
We've got three stalwart Liverpool fans. We're going to be going around to a lot more of the pool fans. And Matt Keane, take it away, boy.
Okay, come Saturday night, what will people say? You cannot beat live football! Kelly Higgins, lovely to meet you. When did you start following Liverpool Football Club?
I couldn't put a year on it now because it's been so long. It's literally for as long as I can remember because it goes back generations in my family. So I couldn't put a year to it, but for as long as I remember.
You looking forward to Saturday night?
No, I'm petrified.
Kelly, are Liverpool going to lift this famous trophy, do you think, on Saturday night?
I hope so because my partner down the back there now is Spurs and I think I might be single if he lives.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Julie Smith. Good afternoon. We start with some breaking news for you this lunchtime. Bomb scares in Waterford have been wreaking havoc on Black Friday. City Square Shopping Centre is now being reopened following the discovery of a device earlier, but it's emerging that another device is being investigated in a second location. We'll go live now to City Square and our reporter Sinead Ahern. Sinead, can you tell us what's happening?
Yes, Julie. I'm outside City Square at the moment.
It is my great pleasure to welcome Don McLean to the programme. He's in Dublin at the moment. We'll say good morning. Hello, Don. How are you today? Lovely to speak to you.
I'm very well today. I'm happy to speak to you also.
You must be a big fan of Ireland because you're doing quite a number of dates here.
I've been coming over here forever, probably close to 50 years, I guess.
Take my hand and we can go walking.
We strive for likes, for shares, for pokes. And I don't want to do that anymore, because it's all just noise. And I, for one, think it's time for the noise to stop. 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 The noise to stop.
Luke Callaghan, get your useless ass down here right now. Me and your mother want to talk to you. I'll treat you like your father
treats your mother. Here's who won a holiday this week on WLR.
Hello?
Hi, is that Laura?
Yeah, it is.
You're in where? In Dungarvan, is it?
In Dungarvan, yeah.
Yeah, it's Jeff here in WLR.
Oh, hi, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm very good. I'm just on my lunch break from work.
You were doing a few texts there, were you?
I was doing a lot of texts.
Is it good news for you? Won the holiday.
No way. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that.
So, who are you going to bring with you?
I have no idea. I didn't really think that this would happen. Just turned to my arm. I hadn't thought about it.
Well, fair play to you for chancing your arm. You've won the holiday. Have a great time.
Another big winner with thanks to Harvey Travel in Cork Airport. Tune in Monday for another Sunshine Holiday Giveaway on WLR.
This wasn't the first time I had renewed her passport. Nobody was there to help, no, except yourself and John Pass. Nobody at all was there to help.
I feel so sorry for you. So your holiday is now gone and your holiday for your two children is now gone. And thankfully your sister has been able to use the holiday. Will you get away at all during the summer now, do you think?
That's not going to happen, Damien. That's not just going to happen. We just don't have the money for that, you know.
Kira, I have a bit of news for you.
Right.
A lady has just walked into WLR. And
right.
In an envelope, she presented a substantial amount of cash. And she said, that is for Kira to go on a holiday.
Oh my kids are here. Oh my God. No way, Damien.
Yep.
No way. Oh, lad. Oh my God. Really? Oh, lad.
100%, a substantial amount of money, and it will meet the cost of your holiday, and there's even some spending money in there.
Oh my God, Damien, I am so touched. That is so kind.
A friend of mine once asked me, was I made in the glass? That's slang to get out of the way of the telly if you're from Waterford. But we know that because Waterford is special, it's unique. There's no place like it. Towering mountains, stunning beaches, walkways and greenways. Waterford continues day after day to excite, evolve and progress. Waterford is blessed with the greatest of talent in sport, acting, singing, music, writing, photography and business. It's the heart and soul of the people of Waterford that define it most of all. The accent, the way of life, the Waterford spirit, the supporters in blue and white. And then there's WLR. The servant of the people of Waterford. In times of major announcements and tragedies, heavy snow and in scorching heat waves, WLR is built on tradition, built on community and for the people. It remains the biggest and most listened to station in Waterford, with a massive 70% of all adults tuning in each week. WLR is Waterford's information station. So finally, another friend who lives here once said, I'm not from here, but I got here as fast as I could. I understand exactly what he means now. I'm Derek McGrath, and I'm proud to say I was made in the glass. I'm proud that WLR is my station.
WLR listeners spend over 4 hours a day listening to radio. Thanks for choosing radio and making WLR Waterford's biggest listen. Source JLR Ipsos MRBI 2018 2.